phone, plug in phone, go. Shift car, move brake, move car. Got it. Okay. Stop. Where can I stick this iPod so that it works? iPad. So that it will not slide around. Oh, this is a fucking... some good fucking moves happening right there. Oh, you suck. Backing out of that driveway, just blocking lanes. This guy, kind of not really jogging, not really walking. Well, he's kind of walk running, but like his arms aren't into it at all. So his arms are almost like hanging motionless as he's like, he looks like he has to take a shit. Like he's like hustling to the bathroom without breaking into a full run.
special friend.
Something banging around the back seat. I don't know what it is. It's an empty can. Okay. I'm gonna have to just move that up here to the front seat, where it won't roll around quite as much and make me crazy. Street Fighter over the weekend. Seems like they're still running into some issues with the results of fights being reported to their servers. I don't know if that's something that just like it fails initially but catches up later, or if those points are just gone. Because I was fighting okay. I wasn't winning every fight or anything like that, but, you know, strung a few wins together against people who, you know, didn't know any better. It's the beauty of, you know, matchmaking. But without fail, it just kind of didn't upload the results, so... And I finished normal survival to unlock a few more colors. Which I saw, there's a trophy for that, and it's like 12% of players have it. Which just says, like, well, you know, hey, I've got rare colors, I guess. Because no one gives a fuck about the survival mode in that game, I guess. Which, you know, why would you? It's not a fun mode. And I spent some time. I moved my computer into my new office. I'm building an office space out of one of these other bedrooms in the home, which has been nice. It's a big change, you know, from kind of having everything more centrally located to kind of moving stuff off. But it's nice. I don't know. It's one of those things where there's, like, stuff I have to fucking do to make it nice. But it's getting there. Like, I just have bad cable management. Like, so there's just cables draped everywhere and you know, my cable modem comes into the master bedroom, and so that means I get to run Ethernet cable up the hallway. Until I can get someone to crawl into the house and move that cable from the master bedroom to the bedroom that I'm using. So, I mean, or I could just start running Cat 6 cables around the house, you know? Yeah, but I don't know. Like, wireless, I mean, I bought one of those Netgear Nighthawks, and wireless has been great. I've moved the router, the wireless router. That's why there's a cable running up the hallway, is because the router is in the room with the computer and stuff. So that can be wired. And I'll probably wire the consoles in that room too, just for kicks. I just need to get longer cables. Slightly longer. Like 8 inches longer. Just like the fucking worst. That is the story of my weekend adventure of moving shit, is every fucking cable I have is, like, half a foot too short. But, yeah, I'm not gonna be one of these fucking wire weirdos that wants fucking wires everywhere and fucking wall plates and all that shit. Like wireless is really great, and just that's where the investments are gonna go. You know? So, like, I'll wire a few things for kicks, but I just don't need it. I've been playing with my consoles wireless for as long as I was able. And in some cases, even before. Like, I had my original Xbox going out to, a bridge. No, actually, I guess that was later. But I eventually did, yeah. My modded original Xbox was hooked up to a wireless bridge. So that I can play, like, run Xbox Media Player and watch movies and shit on it over the network and all that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll go wired because on the consoles now, because it is convenient for me to do so. I just need to get a couple of cables. You know, like, there's not that many wireless networks near me and all that other stuff. Like, maybe I'm just in some fucking situation where it's like the people that complain about wireless are in big cities where it sucks or something, because there's so much, you know, other interference and other traffic. But, like, it's not a problem. Has never been a problem. So that router broadcasts two networks, one 5G and one, or one, you know, and one 5 gigahertz and one, I guess, 2.4. And we were having trouble getting a laptop onto the 5 gigahertz from the kitchen, which didn't happen before. Now the router is, like, slightly further away, but not so much further away that it should be a problem, so I'm not really sure what the deal is, but before that, I was running an airport, like an airport Airport Extreme. like not the time machine, basically the time machine, but with no hard drive in it. And that was fine for a long time. That is, you know, but actually changes that Netgear, like there's been a transfer speed difference when it comes to just moving files around. So I'm imagining that the consoles are benefiting ever so slightly from that too. It's a nice router. It works. Not really having any issues in terms of port forwarding or whatever the fuck else. You know, just hey, it's good. It's all right. No problems. I should have done this yesterday. I should have measured the cables I had so I know how long is not long enough. Purchased accordingly. Someone is also running an unsecured access point near my home, and I thought about just connecting to that and doing dirt. I don't know what kind of dirt. I don't really have the need to do much internet dirt these days, but web server off of someone else's internet. Just hope for the best. Like, hey, here's a Plex server running on someone else's network. Enjoy that. Actually, you know what would be fun? This is what I should really do, is connect to that network and see if there are any printers attached, and just print stuff. Take a burner laptop, connect to that access point, and see what I can do. Maybe I'll do that tonight. if it's still there. This is a... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Some bullshit. This traffic. That's what it is. Some bullshit. Mitsubishi has a license plate frame that the top of it just says ADAPT. And then the bottom, I'm tempted to say this is the Raiders colors. It's like a white and then kind of a silver, but the font looks maybe like it's the Raiders. And it says Raid or Die. You know, you never know if that's like some fucking football bullshit or some fucking MMO bullshit. guy's driving a Camaro. The license plate is just 323 horsepower, 323 HP. Like, okay, so that's not that much. And your Camaro looks kind of like shit, and it is not one of the high-end models, and, like, congratulations, you bought a convertible, old man. And then I played through Far Cry Primal also, which I guess is out tomorrow, tonight, whatever. That game is almost something. There are pieces of that game that I really enjoyed, but I don't... The structure of it is kind of baffling. Like, why would, you know, they... I guess, you know, maybe they must have had feedback that, like, oh, people love crafting in Far Cry 3 and 4 and Blood Dragon. I'm like, yeah, no, I would co-sign that. I enjoyed that part of the game. But... like, Primal blows it out in a way that, like, it becomes everything about the game is you gathering shit. And it's insane. At a certain point, you're just like, what the fuck? Why am I even doing this? Because the story missions are really boring. So it's like... Or really thin, too. Like, the whole game feels like one... like, it's all side missions. Like, the main story content doesn't feel interesting. Like, the characters are not compelling. The storyline is not... is barely there. Like, I finished it, quote-unquote. You know, because it's an open-world game. It dumps you back in, or whatever. But I finished, like, the main story progression and didn't even realize I had done it. Like, that's how fucking impactful the characters and conclusion of Far Cry Primal are. It was like, well, okay. Right now on PlayStation 4, there is a bundle where you can get Far Cry 4 and Zombie for $20. Running that, like, right before Far Cry Primal goes on sale is kind of crazy. Because Far Cry 4 is so much better. Far Cry Primal feels like Blood Dragon in terms of, like, the level of content that's in there, like, or their quantity, but then they stretch it out. Like, every system gets stretched to its breaking point by, like, oh, you need to get more resources so you can upgrade your villager, your huts in your village, and then you can get more upgrades. Then you can gather more. You've unlocked upgrades, but you need to gather more resources to unlock those upgrades so you can hold more spears. And then you can upgrade the spears, too. Like, they just, that, like, their approach was just like, well, I don't know, dump the crafting and upgrade system across as many different things as we possibly can. Like, block some story progression unless you have purchased the appropriate upgrades. Like, hey, this mission requires you to have the Mammoth Rider perk, or you can't do it. What? Well, alright. It's a shame, because the combat in that game is fun. Like, the, tossing spears through the heads of animals and enemies and all this other stuff and all that. Like, that stuff's alright. Except for, like, a few cases, like the... What I did is the final boss fight in my story was actually by the numbered progression that Ubisoft sent out with review copies of the game. Apparently, I did the last mission before doing this other mission, but it's, like, so not obvious that's the case, that it's pretty crazy. And, like, so the thing that ended up being the final confrontation for me ended up just being, it's, like, hard in a way that, like, this is, like, your game's not built for this. Your melee combat game is not built for this, like, weird cover shooter battle at the end here. Like, it's, parts of that game are just baffling. But, like, it's almost really good. Like, you know, there are enough different aspects of it that are, like, so close. You're like, oh, actually, you know, like, some amount of crafting here is really good. And, like, the, you know, throwing spears through guys and then running and collecting your spears. And, you know, just kind of reducing the range. You know, like, the bow and arrow is not the same as a sniper rifle range-wise. So it requires, like, a slightly closer... Even the ranged combat is closer than it was in Far Cry 4. and as a result, more considered. Like, there's just no dead-on, deadly accurate rifle in that game, you know? You can throw anything, but the range on stuff is really limited. So, it, like, that aspect of it, I think, is pretty well done. But you know, to what end? At some point, you're just like, well, that's not enough for, a full price. Like, if this was a Blood Dragon, if this was, like, a you know, lower-cost game that they made between major Far Cry releases, it'd be a lot easier to go like, oh, cool, you know, hey, like, this is an interesting spin on this thing for 10 hours, or, you know, but, well, whatever, I finished it in 14, and didn't finish every single mission, didn't buy every single upgrade, obviously, that was like 38% complete or something like that, but it's more than that. I felt like even that time with the game was too long for the content that I experienced, you know? But there's something to it. It's not a bad game either. So, you know. Anyway, I am just about done writing that review. I just want to give it one more read and make a couple of tweaks here and there. But yeah, it's disappointing given the quality of the last three Far Cry games. guys. Gym. It's a place, all the windows are blacked out, it just says Barry's Boot Camp. And the A in Barry's is like a, you know, like a military rank, arm patch kind of looking thing. It looks like it's a converted furniture store in size, so... I don't know what goes on inside Barry's Boot Camp. And I'm not really sure I want to know. On Eminem's radio station would their weekly countdown include whatever this fucking 50 Cent track is. Refreshing.
whole life, all I ever thought about is grinding. Even though my surroundings only show me crime and violence. And I was back when a rapper needed guns way more than a stylist. And I was back when I felt like rappers was two motherfucking riders. We were back in the day when I was a fucking youngster, man.
Shit, I was still saying fuck the man, police.
Fuck the police.
Born and raised in the belly of the beast. I had a dream, was that me?
But I was so wrong,
so wrong.
Y'all too wrapped up in the bullshit of bias. Now reality TV is talk about pulpits and choirs. Some of these hoes get less than a fuck when they're running their life story priors. It's the worst for them in a hotel, like a Hilton, sick and tired. And some of these housewives way too fucking desperate. These bitches, they can fame first. I can knock the hustle shit, it's
all in a day's work.
But that's that shit with potential to make the gang next. Shit, is there something about that Hollywood curse? They just
don't. Hard time, hard time. I double my rhyme for the part time. I'm saving it for war, I'm on the front line.
Sting is gonna come down to the rafters if these fucking crows in the background of this track keep fucking doing their thing. The end of Black Ops 3 is gonna happen if these fucking crows don't shut up.
Wild, it was star-studded. A bunch of girls going wild.
see the strangest things, the evil that money brings. I swear it's like a disease that goes round and round and round like sirens, and they wanna bury me. Why? 'Cause I'm anti-everything. I swear it's like a disease that goes round and round and round like sirens.
Money, pussy, alcohol. You niggas pussy alcohol. Money, pussy, alcohol. You niggas pussy got it all. Wait up, yeah, wait up, yeah, I lay up, yeah, get in them drugs. Wait up, the energy had it all. I lay up, woke up and really had it all.
The three leading killers of you niggas is the shit that's most appealing to you niggas. Even I fell victim to it. Your pride don't let you do it. The lies will get you through it. Money, pussy, alcohol. What a wonderful cocktail. Fronted my first brick over oxtails and ran with it. Dope is like a two-way street. The addiction, both you and me. Now take a seat. Every car got a fleet. Every bra get a Jeep.
All right. Hopefully this week will be a relatively normal week. We got to start planning GDC stuff, figure out what that's going to be like. Try to figure out some stuff about PAX East also, if that's going to... what the deal is there. I don't know. Everybody have a grand day. And I will see you later.